from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time for our regular visit with the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo. He's brought to you by Technology Group Solutions, helping your business thrive in a connected world. That's TGS. JJ, great to have you on the show, as always. And these times, it's even more enjoyable to have you on. It's been a bit since the Royals were in this spot. Just what's the vibe kind of right now around the organization, the team? I assume you're in Cleveland with them as well.
Yeah, we are here in Cleveland, and the vibe's great. I mean, yesterday was a really huge day to get two wins against the team that's in first place and that we're chasing, and got a little help along the way with other games that went on last night. So it was a really good day. I mean, if you get one game a night, that's awesome. But to get two, it's even better. So the vibe's excellent.
I wanted to start with MJ Melendez, though, specifically. I mean, he helped win that game for you guys, obviously, the first one. That is, you guys stuck with him. I know there's some people that thought maybe you guys should have sent him down at some point in the season. But he seems to be really getting comfortable and now coming up with some big-time plays and rewarding you guys for sticking with him.
Yeah, we've always held MJ in very high regard. He's an upside player that's just, you know, starting to come into his own. The one thing he's done most of the year is he's handled right-handed pitching very well. His defense is vastly improved. That play he made yesterday, he's not making that play last year, and that's a credit to him. You know, the one thing that has been consistent with MJ all year, he gives you unbelievable effort. I mean, every time he gets a base hit, he's looking to stretch it into a double. You know, he goes hard down the line. He plays hard. He's a great teammate. It's just good to see him come up in some big situations. You know, it's a different role for him. He's had to adapt, but he wants nothing more than for this team to win, and he's playing his part very well.
Is it hard not to draw the comparisons to Mike Moustakas? Because, like, I already feel like MJ Melendez is going to have some big postseason home run, because it just feels like when the Royals have needed him the most, that's when MJ has shown up.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing when you look back on Moose, the year he took off in the playoffs. It wasn't the cleanest year for him throughout the regular season, but when the games mattered the most, he played his best. And you know, we hope that MJ follows in those footsteps. I mean, he's showing some indications right now that he likes the big moment. Going back to that Detroit game, you know, we were dead in the water, and MJ comes up with a big two-out home run and wins the game. He had a pinch hit, about a week ago, a big pinch hit for us. Yesterday he got a chance to play against some lefties, you know, which we haven't done, and he came up big. So it's a good sign, and it's a great story of perseverance, and that's what we need players to do. You know, not too many players come into the league and just immediately make an impact. It takes a little bit of time to settle in, and I believe MJ's starting to settle in.
JJ, last year, or 10 years ago, your team, and I know we don't want to just constantly compare to 14 and 15, but you guys had like a run-up to 14 where the team was starting to win and had success and could start understanding the ways to handle the pressures of people looking at you to win. This time you go from 56 to, I mean, well over that already and pacing well over 90. What do you guys do internally to try to make sure that the players who are experiencing this for the first time and in a hurry, I would say, or a bigger hurry than last time, make sure they can handle the stresses of being a team that everybody counts on playing now?
You know, it really, I know it's getting a little bit redundant saying this over and over again, but it's really just taking it one day at a time. I mean, as big a day as yesterday was, today is bigger, you know, and with every day that we play, we have 30 games left. Every one of these games in that moment, that day is the most important game of the year. I think our coaching staff has done an incredible job just continuing to repeat that message. And whether we win or lose, the next day feels like a brand new day. It just, I don't know how to explain it. I think it speaks to the leadership of Q. I think it speaks to the leadership of the players, how they're handling things. There's been ups and downs, but we've been pretty steady all year long. We haven't gone through a 15-game winning streak or a 10-game losing streak. We haven't done that. So I think that's because of the way we're approaching every day, and I hope it continues for last month.
Another reason why you guys, certainly on the losing side, have avoided the long losing streak is your starting pitching, and Cole Reagan's a big part of that. Anything you've noticed his last two times out that maybe has been different? I know there's some conversation around him wondering if has he hit maybe a little bit of a wall, or has it just been something you've noticed the last two times?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, there was a lot of talk about his velocity, and yesterday, where he wasn't at his best, he still had 96, 97 in him. So I know we've put that behind us. I think the last two starts, it's really been a lack of his curveball, having command of his curveball. Now, he was battling those cramps yesterday really from the onset. It was really hot here, very humid. So he was battling the cramps, you know, all the way through. Battled, you know, got us into the fifth, you know, which was really huge for us. You know, when he's at 50, I think it was 55 pitches after two innings, you know, you start thinking of the entire day here. We've got 16 innings to pitch in really big games, but he was able to get us into the fifth. And that's when guys are becoming good pitchers, when they don't have their best stuff, but they can still help the team win. And where he helped us win was he kept us in that game and gave us innings. And the same can be said for Alec Marsh, you know, in the second game. And that's why we were able to get through yesterday really well and put ourselves in a good spot today, at least from a bullpen usage in another important game today. But Cole's going through it a little bit. The command was a little spotty, but you got to trust the larger body of work, and we know what Cole's capable of doing, and he'll bounce back just fine.
But you guys feel like yesterday it was just cramps, and there's not some long-term concern there?
No, it was cramps. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but when he walked that guy, he immediately looked at the dugout and said no, because they were keeping an eye on how he was responding, and Salvi knew it. Salvi called him out, so the cramps were just a little too much. But he'll get more water in him and electrolytes and whatever he needs to do to get ready for the next start.
I was going to ask you about Daniel Lynch, but I'll save that for just a second because you mentioned the name Salvi. I had said earlier in the show, JJ, like I wouldn't have almost blamed Salvador Perez for being like, hey, I want to go to a contender, give me a chance to win. And it felt like those conversations happened with some teams. How happy are you guys that the organizationally Salvi decided that this was the best place to be and that you guys were able to work it out where Salvador Perez never had to leave?
Well, couldn't be more happy. You know, there's that old saying, some of the best trades you make are the ones that you don't. Well, that has certainly helped us, because his leadership, the type of year he's having this year, he's kind of found the fountain of youth, and you know, he's just so impactful in so many ways. I mean, there's no panic in him. You know, he understands what this is all about. The way he goes about his every day rubs off on other people, and I think he's going to be a key, not only from a talent standpoint, but a key person in how we got to keep things real as we go into these last 30 games. So couldn't be happier that he's here. You know, he belongs in a Royals uniform. Hopefully he's here his entire career, but just really happy he's here this year and enjoying this. You know, when a player has the type of career that he's had, you know, and he's been through a lot of losing seasons, you can't help but to feel happy for him, you know, as an individual to experience this once again.
Have you considered stopping by neighborhood wiffle ball games? You know, you could probably still swing in a wiffle ball game.
I'll tell you what, it was maybe the most amazing story I've ever heard. All I could think of, you know, I grew up in Philadelphia. It'd be like Mike Schmidt stopping by and playing a wiffle ball game, and the impact that would have for so many years. It's such a special thing. But that's Salvi. That's who he is, and that's why we love him.
Yeah, that was incredible. And then, of course, the next day, he also comes up with big-time hit and played great as well, as we're talking to J.J. Piccolo here on 96.5 The Fan. Cody was mentioning Daniel Lynch, and I know it's just one outing, but, I mean, that was a heck of a spot for Daniel Lynch yesterday. It gives you guys three innings, saves the bullpen for today and the rest of the week. Did you think maybe is that the right role for Lynch is in that bullpen?
Very, very encouraging. Of all the good things that happened yesterday, that's up there. I mean, that was very encouraging. The aggressiveness he showed, his fastball velocity was good. He was on the attack. He went through the tougher part of their lineup. You know, going through three innings, he has to go through them at some point. He handled them very well. That was very encouraging. I think we all know we're trying to find some answers in our bullpen, and if Daniel Lynch is an answer, that's great news for us. And you know, he and Alec Marsh have both handled the situation this year exceptionally well. They both have said, I'm going to go down, I'm going to be ready, I'm going to do what I have to do. Daniel was pitcher of the month in the International League. He continues to pitch well. And in a moment where, you know, we're trying to save our bullpen somehow, you know, to get three innings out of him, and as efficient as he was as well. He only threw 34 pitches is a great sign for us. He won't pitch today, but he should be available tomorrow.
Last question I have for you. We have been making the argument, like you do for your guys, right? We're like, hey, Bobby Wood Jr. should be MVP. We know Aaron Judge is having a great season. But what about Q for manager of the year? Right now, that is still for Stephen Vogt. But considering where you guys were last year, do you think Q is getting a little disrespected being second in the odds?
Yeah, I believe he should be strongly considered, and that's not to take away from anything any other manager has done in this league. That's a very difficult job, but I think Q's, you know, just that personality. He doesn't get too high, he doesn't get too low. He's the same person every day, and that's really paid off. You know, he said from the very beginning, last year, it's over. We got new players. This isn't the same team. But he's also led that way. And I do think he should get consideration, and I'm sure he will get votes. You know, whether or not he wins it or not, it won't take away from what he's done this year. And it's been an outstanding job, and we couldn't be happier to have him as our manager. It's, he deserves whatever credit he gets. And I know internally we're very thankful we have him.
When as a GM are you allowed to start bragging about doing a good job? Is that just like, are you allowed to do that yourself, or just hope other people do it for you?
You won't get that out of me. Whatever we do is a product of our entire front office and our coaches and our scouts. So it's I just happen to be in the position.
JJ Pecola, Royals general manager, another big one tonight. 30 games to go. We'll check in a couple weeks.
All right, guys. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.